Welcome back to Piner High School. This is the game of the week on KSRO. I'm Nick Mattis with Jeff Woodworth. The Piner Prospectors off to a wonderful start, leading the Annalee Tigers 21-0 right at the start of the second quarter. Yonatan Isaac takes the snap, throws out in the flat. It's complete, and he's going to be up for a first down. Isaac Torres caught it out in the flat, drugged three Annalee tacklers forward before he's finally drugged down at the Annalee 36-yard line, first and 10 Prospectors.
And it's that new toy they have on their defense. Josh Silvashi leading the tackle there as he was dragged for a couple of yards, but eventually able to bring him down.
I got to tell you right now, I think that what's surfacing here is the cream is rising to the top. The athletes that Piner has are very good athletes. Torres, the brothers, Yonatan Isaac, these guys are very special players. Yonatan takes the snap. Now he's looking, throws long to the end zone, and it's a high pass. And it's going to go, they're going to call pass interference, it looks like.
Now, Nick, a little bit of reckless speculation here. I think that might be offensive pass interference. It looked like Isaac Torres threw himself into number 17 McGowan there trying to trigger the pass interference call. I would be shocked if this is defensive pass interference here.
And that's why you're the star of the show, Jeff. Good call.
That's going to be defense. It's going to be defensive pass interference. I'm shocked. I am shocked.
Having fun here, Jeff Woodworth, Nick Mattis. Thank you.
My goodness.
Now, hey, I got to tell you, I think you had the right call. I did see Isaac go right into the defender McGowan and push him off, but there was contact, and the Annalee Tigers didn't get the benefit of it. First and 10 Prospectors. The ball's right at Annalee's 20-yard line, leading 21-0. 11:13 remaining here in quarter number two. The snap is low. Yonatan gets it, but he's going to be stopped and lost. He's going to lose 2 yards on that play.
Number 55, Dylan Cords, and number 38, Cole Hunter, right down his neck, saw that the ball was on the carpet and collapsed on him real quick.
The play was set for disaster as the snap was low. Yonatan reached down to get it, couldn't get the handle. By the time he finally did, the Annalee defenders had penetrated and dropped him for a 2-yard loss. Second down and 12, the ball right at Annalee's 23-yard line. Yonatan gets the snap. Now he's looking to the right, throws over the middle, and it's complete. And he's dragging a whole plethora of Annalee tacklers down to the 5-yard line. Yonatan looked to the right. He found his receiver, Isaac Torres, right in the middle. Isaac got it, and he's tough to bring down, Jeff. He's dragging all the Annalee defenders with him.
I got to give credit to this Piner offensive line here, the Hog Mollies, as I love to refer to them. You got number 52, Alex Vandenberg, number 59, Julian McLeod, number 68, Leo Vigil, number 69, Diego Martinez, and then, of course, the tank that you were talking about at the beginning of the game, number 77, Rafael Madden, giving him years back there in the pocket.
Good job. Way to pull out the guys that need to be recognized. They're important. They're doing a great job. First and goal, Piner right at the 10-yard line. Yonatan gets the snap, throws over the middle. It's a little low, and it goes incomplete.
Number 26, Trenton Vogel, doing a great job of applying pressure on number 14, Mason Cole Schweizer there for the Tigers.
That pass, Yonatan left a little too low. There was some separation. Schweizer had gotten open. If the pass would have been up just a couple of feet higher, I think Cole Schweizer would have been able to pull that in. But good job by Annalee's defense preventing a touchdown. They need to keep the Piner Prospectors off the board.
The big nasties on Annalee's D-line getting in there nice and fast. We're going to see how they do on this next play up here.
Snap is good. Yonatan throws a high lob for the end zone. And it's batted away. That ball was basically up for grabs. He was hoping his athlete, number 7, Adonis Gutierrez, was going to be able to win the jump ball, but the Annalee defender knocked it away. Third down and 10. The ball right at the 10-yard line. Big play for the Annalee Tigers. And we're going to get a timeout called by Terrence Bell, the head coach for Piner. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140. Forestville Family Dentistry.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Piner High School. Terrence Bell just called a timeout. Third down and goal for the Piner Prospectors, leading 21-0. 9 minutes, 35 seconds. Adonis takes the Yonatan takes the snap, throws over the middle, weaving his way down to the goal line, and he's going to be. Let's wait for the signal. Piner signaling touchdown, but I don't think they're going to give him that. It's going to be fourth down and less than one.
At the goal line, Annalee's defense coming up big there. Number 55, Dylan Cords leading the charge there with a gang of Tigers there to meet him at the goal line.
Adonis Torres was not go down. The heart and soul of the prospectors drugged Annalee's tacklers down inside the one. Yonatan is going to take it and bring up the prospectors going for it here on fourth down and a long one.
Now you'll probably see Adrian get the ball. He's going to stay low and keep his legs moving, keep powering towards the end zone.
The snap is low. Yonatan gets it. Now he throws it to Adrian Torres, who's trying to get in, and he's going to be brought down. And Annalee's defense rises to the occasion and stops Adrian Torres at the 2 yard line, and they'll take over the football.
Number 55, Dylan Cords there again. It's as if he was shadowing Torres this entire drive there to meet him at about the 5-4. Yeah, it looks like they're going to spot about the 3.5 yard line. And Annalee's able to come up big there again. This Annalee's defense has risen to the occasion now on three straight drives. We need the offense to answer back. If I'm Annalee, you're looking at this like we need our offense to answer back if we're trying to stay in this, because it's only a matter of time before Piner gets it going again on the offensive side.
The ball is at the 3 yard line. Annalee's going to need to move the ball out from their goal line. Allingham, the quarterback in the shotgun, throws quickly out to the left flat, and it's complete. And the ball's fumbled. It looks like Annalee may have jumped on it.
Number 4, Will Koenig, never looked like he had a handle on it. Gets hit, and luckily number 9, Nick Kramer, is there to jump on the ball and bail him out. It's still Tiger football.
Excellent job by Nick Kramer to jump on that football as a Piner defender was very close to it.
A big hit by number 33, Jake Herman, there to dislodge the ball.
Second down and 9. Only a 1 yard gained. Again, two receivers right, two receivers left. Allingham throws, and the ball is batted down right at the line of scrimmage.
Juan Alejandres Valencia sticking up both his mitts there, knocking the ball down at the line of scrimmage, not letting Annalee get anything started.
The left defensive end for Piner timed it perfectly, jumped up and just smothered that pass. It's going to bring up a big third down for the Tigers. The ball placed right at their 5 yard line. Third down and 8. Trailing 21-0, 7:52 here remaining in quarter number 2, and there's a false start on the Annalee Tigers.
I mean, if I was the Piner defense, I was licking my chops to begin with, thinking about the type of field position you'd get based off of Annalee's last punt. And now Annalee's shooting themselves in the foot, backing it up, making it even easier for you.
I'm watching Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback. He's over on the sideline talking it over with a couple of his coaches. Third down now, and a long 11 for Annalee. The ball inside their 4 yard line. They're going to hand it straight up the middle, and he's going to be tackled and put down after a short gain.
Number 26, Trent Vogel, was brought down by number 24, Adrian Torres. So Torres doing it on both sides of the ball for the prospectors.
The heart and soul of the prospectors is an excellent player, showing just exactly what Terrence Bell said. This guy plays 48 minutes. Back into punt formation now for the Annalee Tigers, and dropping back for the Piner Prospectors.
Number 24, Caden Fox, taking the punt here for the Annaly Tigers.
This punt's a short punt. Bounces right at the 15-yard line, and it looks like it may have grazed one of the Piner players. Annaly singling it. Yes, it did.
Number 3, Dylan Peterson on the recovery. Oh, my. And that's a 25-yard punt that ends up in a net positive gain for the Tigers, Nick.
And that may have been a benefit of it. The Piner blockers did not see the punt, and the ball bounced and hit one of them in the back. Annaly jumps on it, so basically they gain about 15 yards on it, and it's going to be first down. The Tigers right at the 25-yard line.
No sugarcoating anything here, folks. Number 24, Caden Fox, just punted, just gave us two of the worst punts we have seen all season long. Luckily for Annaly, they're able to capitalize on the misfortune, turn fortune.
Allingham gets the snap. New life for the offense of the Tigers. Throws it out. Vogel's got it. He's trying to get away from the tackler. He does get 8 yards on the play before he's blasted out of bounds.
Number 52, Alex Vandenberg, started to bring him down before Adrian Torres came over and helped finish off the job.
Vogel did a nice job of eluding the first tackler and got positive yards for Annaly. Going to make it a short second down and one. The ball at Annaly's own 34-yard line. Allingham, another false start on the Annaly offensive line.
And you can see the offensive line huddling around, talking to each other. Hey, this is the snap count. Concentrate, focus. Unfortunately, it's going to cost them 5 yards this time.
I think you brought up the right word, Jeff. Focus is a real challenge for the Tigers tonight. Trailing 21-0, 6 minutes and counting in the second quarter. Allingham brings the team back to the line of scrimmage. Throws quickly out to the flat. Vogel's got it. He's trying to get the first down, and a beautiful tackle by Isaac Torres. Cuts his legs out of him before he can get to the first down marker. It's going to bring up a third down and 1 yard.
That just stopped him dead in his tracks right there. Now, Allingham's getting the ball out pretty quickly, but it is allowing – It's not allowing us to give the proper respect to this Annaly offensive line. They are holding them down for themselves. Number 50, Sam Perdue. Number 52, Jake Visser. Number 58, Alejandro Verdun. Number 69, Scotty Kennedy. And number 76, Nestor Jimenez.
Third down, he hands it up the middle. And getting the first down is Caden Fox. Initially, he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, but he kept bullying himself forward and got the 3 yards for the first down. Annaly Tigers. Ball is going to place right at the 40-yard line, first and 10 Tigers.
Those Tigers turned hog mollies doing their job, allowing them to move the sticks down the field.
You called it out just at the right time. Here's the snap. Allingham fakes the handoff, rolls to the right, throws out in the flat, and the ball's a little bit low and not able to be brought in. Will Koenig could not make the catch. The pass was a little low. Koenig tried to reach down with two hands. The ball goes incomplete. Second down and 10.
Number 52, Alex Vandenberg on the coverage there for Piner. I really like what Piner's linebackers have been able to do. It's really able. They're able to not only just keep up with the Annaly wide receivers, but they're really able to stunt the Annaly running backs as well.
Second down and 10. The ball right at the Annaly 40-yard line, trailing 21-0. Deep into the second quarter, 4 minutes and 48 seconds remaining. Allingham, the quarterback, continues to have two receivers right, two receivers left. Takes the snap, looks quickly over the middle. Now he's going to come up the middle, and he's going to be sacked and thrown to the ground.
Big old number 77, Raphael Madden, getting to the quarterback there and just bringing him down.
Nickname is Fiji. He is the heart of their defensive line. He's also their center. 6'3", 250 pounds. Definitely a second-level player there. Going to play in college football, no doubt, according to Terrence Bell. Snap to Allingham. Third down and 10. Allingham's rolling out. Now he's going to be sacked and thrown to the ground again.
This time, number 80, Sumal Burr, bringing him down in the backfield. I look at this D-line for the Piner Prospectors, and two words come to mind, Nick. Either one you could use. Units and animals.
I like the animals. That one's excellent because these guys are playing like animals. That's going to force a punt. Caden Fox is deep for Annerly in punt formation. Dropping back is Isaac Torres to receive the punt for Piner. The kick is another one that goes straight up in the air, not very far, bounces just at the 50-yard line and rolls dead at the Piner 48-yard line. Piner prospectors coming back onto the field, leading 21-0 with 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Thanks for joining us here. This has been a Piner prospector feast so far, as the Annerly Tigers have had a hangover after their game last week against the El Molino Lions.
I really think that's what it's coming down to at this point, as we're now almost halfway through the game. The offense is able to get things moving on first down, occasionally on second down, but once Piner gets these guys in third down, it's over for Annerly's offense as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I got to give some credit to the Annerly Tigers defense. They were down 21-0 early. First three possessions by the Piner prospectors ended in touchdowns, but Annerly's defense is stiffened, and now forcing the Piner prospectors, with just 3 minutes left, they have the football right at their own 48-yard line. Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback, gets the snap, looks over the middle, throws, and it's going to be off the hands of the receiver.
Number 22, Gary Gritsch, doing a great job of breaking up that pass right there. And I do want to touch upon what you said. Granted, they let 21 points up on the board early, but the Annerly defense has hung tough ever since, and they really need the offense to start bailing them out. Otherwise, this entire quarter, this stand will be all for nothing.
Annerly's defense could use a turnover. That would be helpful. Yonatan Isaac looking to the sideline for the call. Two receivers left, two receivers right. That's their standard formation with one running back, Adrian Torres. Yonatan gets the call, relays it to the lineman, drops back into the shotgun. Takes the snap, looking over the middle, throws quickly out to the flat, and it's complete. And he's going to go all the way in for a touchdown. Let's see what the penalty is, though. A penalty was thrown out here in the flat.
And this play is going to get called back. Number one, Isaac Torres laid a crackback block on number 17, Chris McGowan. And what that is a defenseless defensive player in pursuit of the ball is blindsided by a block that he had no chance of bracing himself for. It's just a safety procedure within all levels of the game. It's in the best interest of the players. You can't do stuff like that. Isaac Torres, I appreciate the intensity and him wanting to lay the block for his man, but you just got to have the wherewithal to remember that.
Yeah, it's going to take a touchdown off the board. A beautiful pass that went out to the flat. Turning it upfield for a touchdown was Jacob Herman, but it's going to be called back. It's a break for Annerly. It's going to force a second down and 14. The ball's placed right at the Piner 45-yard line.
Now, the way the Piner's offense has been working, they shouldn't struggle to get that back. But, again, this is something that, you know, it could prove to be pretty vital for Annerly.
Yonatan Isaac looking over to the sideline. The five coaches of Piner signaling him in. I got to tell you, it's just interesting to watch this, the way the coaches are signaling the signals. Here's Yonatan Isaac, gets the snap, looks out, throws quickly in the flat, and it's going to complete. Led his receiver up the field a little too far, and Herman was waiting for the football, was not ready to move forward, and the ball goes incomplete. Third down and 13. A big play for the Annerly Tigers defense. 3 minutes, 14 seconds remaining in quarter number two. The Tigers trailing 21-0, but an opportunity to get the prospectors off the field. Third down and 13. The ball right at the 45-yard line. Yonatan looking over the signals. Now he got it. Adrian Torres is back. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Looks like, is there a timeout? There is a timeout being called on the field by Terrence Bill.
Somebody's tying their shoe on the sideline. A cleat has come off, and it seems to have garnered the attention of the entire team.
You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Quick, Sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second.
What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm? Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Piner High School. Piner leading Annaly 21-0, 3 minutes and 14 seconds remaining in quarter number two.
Now, Nick, I'm looking as they line up here. Annaly, it looks like number 17, Chris McGowan, the victim of that crackback block, is back out on the field. It was just maybe the wind that got knocked out of him, and it looks like he's ready to go. And as far as Piner goes, it looks like all cleats are laced up and ready to go.
Yonatan Isaac, the quarterback, looking over the Annaly defense. Same formation all night. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Gets the snap. Now he rolls to the right. He's got a little bit of running room. He gets up the field, and with his pure speed, he gets knocked out of bounds, but not till he gains 15 yards and a first down. Piner. Boy, Jeff, he threw it in an extra gear right there as he went around the sideline. He was able to get in into fifth gear and just ran by the Annaly defenders.
He got around the Annaly defensive line that was applying some pressure, got a clutch block from Samal Burr along the sideline, and, yeah, was able to throw in a fifth gear and get that first down before getting his legs taken out from underneath him.
3 minutes and 4 seconds. Piner with the first down with the football at the Annaly 35-yard line. Yonatan looking over the defense. Gets the snap. It's a low snap. Picks it up off the ground, and he throws it low himself out into the flat to Samael Berry, who cannot make the catch. Bad pass. Too low. Second down and 10. Yonatan, the couple of the snaps lately by Fuji have been a little bit low. Rafael Madden, nicknamed Fuji, the snaps need to come up a little bit.
They have been a bunch of low snaps. Again, the offensive line doing a great job of buying Yonatan enough time, but you get those snaps up, and then the play's just able to develop even faster.
Second down and 10. Clock stopped at 3 minutes here, remaining in quarter number two. Yonatan gets the snap, drops back. He's got time, throws over the middle. It's complete and drug down after a five-yard gain. Samael Berry made a nice catch. Annaly just gang-tackled him and threw him down there.
Six Tigers pouncing on Bear right there to bring him down. Looks like they stopped him for a gain of five.
Clock is running. Under 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Piner with a 21-0 lead over the Annaly Tigers. Third down and five. The football right at the Annaly 30-yard line. Another big play for the Tigers defense. I think this is probably two down territory, no doubt about that. Yonatan gets the signal from the coaches, gets the play. Now he goes, drops back into the shotgun. And it's going to be delay of game against Piner. That one just took a little too long as he was getting the call from the sideline. By the time he relayed it to the lineman and he dropped back the delay of game call, that's going to force them back and make it third down and 10.
And again, Annaly getting bailed out by a Piner penalty here. We'll see if the defense can hold strong. I will be thoroughly impressed with this Annaly defense if they're able to enter halftime still only down 21-0.
Yonatan in the shotgun. Hands it up the middle. Torres is coming. He bears out to the left, and he's stopped by that man. Josh Silvashi comes up. Boy, he's had a very productive first game for the Annaly Tigers.
Silvashi wrapped him up low, started to bring him down, and just when he thought that he might get away, Gary Gritsch came in and said, nope, not so fast. We're going to make sure that you go down.
Fourth down and 8. The football just inside the 34-yard line, and Piner's going for it, leading 21-0. 1 minute and 28 seconds and counting down here in the second quarter. Yonatan Isaac gets the snap. There's a looks like a false start on Piner as the receivers took off. Fiji, Rafael Fiji Madden, the center, was just a little tardy on the snap, and the receivers for Piner took off, and the ball was just snapped a little bit late, and it's going to add 5 yards to their 8 yards, and it's going to bring up fourth down and 13. And we're going to get a timeout called by James Foster of the Annaly Tigers. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Brett Musburger. Please join me for play-by-play of every Raiders game on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO, 103.5 and 94.5.
Welcome back to Piner High School. The Piner Prospectors leading the Annaly Tigers 21-0. 1 minute, 21 seconds. The Prospectors have a fourth down and 12 with the football at the Annaly 38-yard line. And they're going to go for it. They have their quarterback, Yonatan Isaac, on the field, ready to go. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Yonatan Isaac looking over the Annaly defense. Gets the snap. Drops back. Now he's got pressure. He's rolling to his right. He's going to run upfield. Can he get the corner? He does, and he runs again right by the Annaly defenders for a first down, and he's taken down inside the 20-yard line. He's getting up first down and 10. Annaly, the Piner Prospectors, first down. The ball's placed at the 18-yard line.
I see number 38 of Annaly, Cole Hunter, jumping around out of frustration. He had Yonatan right there. Went to go wrap up, and he needed to get your shoulder into him before you start to bring him down. Again, Annaly just missing these tackles, and it's really allowing Piner to eat up all these extra yards after initial contact.
I got to tell you, Jeff, I don't know how fast Yonatan is compared to the other players, but he seems to have a gear that's unparalleled on the field. Once he decides he's going upfield, he goes like a bullet. He takes the snap. He throws it high lob to the left corner of the end zone, and it's caught, but he's out of bounds. He threw it to Isaac Torres, who jumped up and made the catch but came down just out of bounds on the left side of the end zone. Incomplete pass, but it stops the clock with 40 seconds remaining.
Now, I'm not going to discredit Chris McGowan here. He did a great job of covering Isaac Torres there on the play, but I think Torres got a foot there down. I think he got a foot down there in the corner. If we had instant replay, they might be able to benefit from it, but we do not, so on to the next down.
In high school and college football, you only need to have 1 foot in, so Jeff, you would have been right. It's going to bring up second down and 10. The ball's at the Annaly 18-yard line. Yonatan takes the snap. Now he's looking again to the left. Same play. Throws a lob to the end zone. Jumps up, and again with one hand on it is Isaac Torres.
McGowan doing a great job of standing his ground. Torres has a head and shoulders at height advantage above McGowan, and McGowan is doing a great job of using his body facing the ball to make sure he doesn't draw the pass interference play, but he is competing for that real estate in the end zone there against Isaac Torres.
Well, he's doing a great job, Jeff, of keeping himself in between the offensive player and the football. He's a lot like basketball, ball you man type thing, and very good. So that's going to bring up a third down. The ball remains right at the Annaly 18-yard line. 34 seconds. Yonatan, the snap is bad. Yonatan goes back and picks it up, but he gets around the left corner. Let's see if he can get back to the line of scrimmage. He does, just gets back just to the line of scrimmage. There is a penalty marker on the play, and it was thrown back in the backfield.
Number 3, Dylan Peterson, bringing him down, but I'm looking at number 38, Cole Hunter, and it looks like he got a block in the back there towards the backfield as Yonatan was scrambling.
He's going to run off the field, and you were precisely right, Jeff. That's why you're the star of the show, my man. Those young eyes of yours. And that's going to push Piner well back. Just under 30 seconds remaining. Ball's going to be placed at the Annaly 35-yard line. It's going to bring up a real long third down here. It's going to be third down and 30 yards.
Now, it's real tough with the block in there, Nick. Once a guy gets around you and you can no longer see the front of his jersey, you best just take your hands off of him because you're going to get called for the holding. But the coaches will never want you to take your hands off of him because then you let him right by you.
Third down and 30. Yonatan, again, another bad snap. And it's going to be down on the ground. As Yonatan went to pick up the football, his knee hit the ground. I didn't see his knee hit the ground, to tell you the truth, but coming in from behind was the head referee, Dom Bosky, and Dom said his knee was down, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and a mile. Fourth and a mile for Piner. And the clock is running. They're going to use a timeout with 3 seconds left. I think that was a very good timeout by Terrence Bell. He's got one Hail Mary left for the end zone.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what happens. It looks like they're going to put some extra time back on the clock. Right now we're at 3-2. It looks like the refs are calling for 5 seconds to be added. It will be interesting to see if Piner's offense is going to stay out on the field. Oh, they are putting it up to 15 seconds now.
The ball will be placed at the Annaly 42-yard line. It's going to be fourth down. Piner can pick up a first down at the Annaly 7.
Situational football. Piner has 0 timeouts. Annaly 1 timeout. So if they manage to stop them here, you can think to yourself, maybe there's time there for 2 shots at the end zone, getting a field goal range. I know the way the special teams are working for Annaly, it looks like you're going to be taking shots at the end zone regardless. But, yeah, we'll see what Piner does here on this fourth down.
Well, I got to believe it's going to be some kind of a Hail Mary. They've got their normal 2 receivers left and 2 receivers right. They've been lining up in that all night long. Adrian Torres, the running back.
Number 1, Isaac Torres lined up wide here closest to us, and I'm looking at the matchup again with number 17, Chris McGowan. McGowan, soft coverage, giving him about 15 yards before he's about to engage him.
Yonatan Isaac takes the snap. He's going to throw a little screen. He's got a little screen set up. Adrian Torres gets the football. He's going to get back about 15 yards, and Annaly's going to take over, but that looks like it might do it. It will. It's going to do it for the first half. The Piner Prospectors jumped off to a 21-0 lead in the first. Let's see, are they going to put a second on the board here? We got a holding penalty against Piner. That's going to end the half. The Piner Prospectors going to halftime leading Annaly Tigers 21-0. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy, so you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free hearing aid test drive, if you will, to try them out and see what you think. Or better yet, hear what you think. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because if someone in your house is telling you,
geez, turn that down, don't you think it's a little loud?
They should be telling you to call Kenwood Hearing Centers at 789-9191. 789-9191. Kenwood Hearing Centers, because the sounds of life are too good to miss. Online at goodhearing.com. Goodhearing.com.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
And this is Joe Pasquini and the KSRO Sports Desk. It's halftime here of the Game of the Week, and Piner's 5-0 record has been, they've run roughshod over teams to get there, outscoring teams 297-14. and they're hosting Annaly tonight, and we're seeing why. They lead at the half 21-0. On the very first possession of the game, on the second play of the game, Piner showed what they are all about.
Yonatan in the shotgun, same formation, two receivers. He's going to hand it up the middle. There's a big hole. He's going up the middle, and he may go all the way, and he is going to go all the way. Straight up the middle, Adrian Torres. He goes 60 yards. One Annaly tackler had an opportunity to take him down right about at the 30-yard line, but he slipped away. And on the second play of the game, the Prospectors strike for a touchdown.
46 seconds into the game, and the Piner had a 7-0 lead. Annaly got the ball on their second play. They fumbled, and Andrea Torres scored another touchdown to make it his eighth of the season. 10:28 to go in the first quarter. Annaly, or Piner, led 14-0. Annaly put on a nice drive, the third drive, but their pass was intercepted in the end zone by Michael Collins, his third of the season. Piner would score one more touchdown before the first quarter was over, and they led 21-0, and really things looked pretty bad for the Piner Prospectors, but they have stabilized in the second half. And the big play for them, Piner was threatening to go ahead 28-0, and their team came up big on defense.
The snap is low. Yonatan gets it. Now he throws it to Adrian Torres, who's trying to get in, and he's going to be brought down. And Annaly's defense rises to the occasion and stops Adrian Torres at the 2-yard line, and they'll take over the football.
That kept it 21-0, which is where we are at the half. Piner 21, Annaly nothing. Next week we have the game of the year here on KSRO. It's been the game of the year the last couple of years. Rancho Cotati is hosting Cardinal Newman next Friday night. They open up their MBL play. Right now, Rancho Cotati's got a big one at Campolindo, and Campolindo leads it late in the second quarter, 13-0. Late in the second quarter, both these teams are ranked in the top 10 in the area. Campolindo 13, Rancho Cotati nothing. Also, Balboa is at Cardinal Newman. We don't have a score on that yet. We'll try to get that before the night comes to an end. Quick baseball note, the A's, Cleveland has lost. Tampa Bay has won. The A's will meet Tampa Bay in the AL wild card next week. I believe that game is on Wednesday. Not sure where it is yet. The A's win it tonight with a one-game lead over Tampa Bay. Halftime, Piner 21, Annaly nothing. This is the high school football game of the week.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140. Forestville Family Dentistry.
Traffic on the fives. Weather 6 times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable.
Welcome back to Piner High School. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. The Piner Prospectors have jumped out to a 21-0 lead over the Annaly Tigers. And I have an unbelievable, I love that, I have Hannah Suppes is with me. Hannah last year graduated from Piner High School. And in 2017, Hannah was a rising star on the Overtime with Nick and Bob. And Hannah, thank you so much for joining me.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah. You're coming off of work now. Where are you working?
I am working at Capital Lumber in Healdsburg.
Okay. And after school there last year, you graduated, you went off and you went to college 1 year, and you were telling me, you said, Nick, it was unbelievable how good the players were.
It's very competitive.
Yeah. Tell me about that. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Humboldt State University.
Okay. Yeah. And the Lumberjacks, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. And it looks like you're wearing one of their jerseys right now.
I am.
That's great. You know, that season, Hannah, you were unbelievable that season. In 2017, you had a hit streak that extended to 21 games. And in that 21 game, that 21 hit streak, you had 7 homers. And it didn't even end there. You got on base 30 consecutive times. I mean, if that's not unbelievable, what is, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, when you're looking back at that season, that was your junior year.
It was.
What stood out to you about that? What were you, I mean, were you aware of your streak?
At the time, no, I was not. I mean, Darren, obviously, my coach informed me of it, and you guys were on the radio with me and everything, and I wasn't fully aware of what I was achieving back then. Now I look back on it, and I'm like, wow, those were, like, actually, like, my good glory days.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever been a female softball player at Piner High School that had any kind of a career like you did, Hannah. You were up there. How many years were you on varsity?
3.
Yep, 3 years. And in your last year, did you get a scholarship to Humboldt, or why did
I
you
did.
Pick? Yes.
I did get a scholarship to Humboldt.
Yeah, and when you went there, there was a lot of great players, obviously.
They were all really nice, and they're all amazing players.
Yeah.
And I'm still in touch with some of them today, and they're an amazing team, and they taught me a lot.
Yeah.
It was a good experience going to college and playing for them, but my body's had enough.
Yeah, well, you had told me that you're not playing any softball, and I had mentioned to you I'd like to see you play some other adult leagues, and maybe that'll come back. You'll get that flair for wanting to play ball because it's such a fun game.
And, it is.
You know, you were so good at it, and I'll tell you, that year that we were doing the overtime with Nick and Bob and you were the rising star for Sonoma County, I enjoyed following you as the season was going. I'm like, oh my gosh, she continues to get hits. And I guarantee you the other teams knew that you were on this streak and they couldn't do anything about it.
No, they couldn't. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And thank you again.
Yeah, my pleasure. When you're looking back at that season, was there one hit or one at bat or something that stood out that you say, you know, I'll never forget that?
There's one thing I will never forget. The bases were loaded, and I came up to bat, and my team had this thing where if you got a home run, you would get frozen yogurt after the game. But if someone got a grand slam, the whole team would. And one of our coaches, our assistant coach Jared at the time, would pay for it. So actually when I came up to bat, Darren was giving me signs, and he was supposed to just – we thought they were going to walk me, but they didn't, and they – pitched the wrong spot, and I got a grand slam, and it is something I will always remember.
So during that hit streak, I'm a little curious, it seemed like you were hitting everything that was getting pitched to you. Was there one pitch that you kind of struggled with the most that might have thwarted the hit streak?
Oh yeah, the changeup.
The changeup?
Changeup is like my absolute weak spot, but I mean, I did get used to it. I know Petaluma's pitchers had a lot of changeups that I had. They threw me off a lot.
Okay, yeah. So no problem with the fastball, the rise ball, the screwball curve. It was all getting handled. It was just the changeup switching the speeds. Okay.
Some of the outside, too, but.
Hannah, when you come back to the school here today, you see that your football team is 5-0.
Wow.
And they're the talk of Sonoma County, and tonight they're taking down the Tigers. It's halftime. It's 21-0. They haven't beaten the Tigers since 2004. 10 consecutive losses. But this team looks very good.
Good.
I'm very impressed with the team, and I'm so impressed with you, Gal, for coming back here and showing up here. I guarantee you, you're Piner High School's most famous female softball player. Hannah Suppes, thank you so much for joining us here on the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Before we go, would you like to give a shout out to somebody? Your girlfriend, where'd she go?
I don't know where she went.
That face said we were going to get a shout-out, but not anymore. No, not here.
All right, Hannah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure seeing you again.
Nice to see you again.
All right, we'll send it back to Joe Pasquini in the studio, the godfather.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com. For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly 2 decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
And this is Joe Pasquini back at the KSRO Sports Desk. Halftime here in the game of the week. Piner all over Annaly, 21-0. They scored all 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. Annaly's defense is stabilized, but the Piners' defense, you know, they outscored teams 297-14. Both 14 points were last week in their win. They're 5-0 going in, and their defense has kept Annaly at bay. A couple of notes, as I mentioned, in Major League Baseball, Cleveland lost to Washington today 8-2, so that sewed it up for the A's. The A's will meet Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay also sewed up a wild card spot with a 6-2 win over Toronto. The A's went into tonight with a 1-game lead over Tampa Bay for the home game for that wild card spot. They are in the top of the fourth right now. Seattle leads them 2-1. I'm not sure how the tiebreaker works out on that. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, the Dodgers lead the Giants 5-2 in the fourth. Kevin Pillard won this year's Willie McGerard. Wasn't even a Giant in a big season, and of course, he's had a big year for the Giants. This is celebration weekend, of course, with Bruce Bochy's last game. A couple other scores around the area. Santa Rosa looking for their first win against Franklin. They have a 23-0 lead in the first quarter. Maria Carrillo leads Montgomery 17-0 in the second quarter. And in the Vine Valley, American Canyon 28, Sonoma Valley nothing, second quarter. These are both second quarter scores. Vintage leads Casa Grande 11-0, and Justin Siena over Casa Grande 14-3. And now we're going to go back to the Piner High School, Annaly 21, Piner nothing.
Welcome back to Piner High School for the start of the second half. Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth, the Piner Prospectors leading 21-0. They will be kicking off to the Annaly Tigers. Piner jumped off to a 21-0 lead.